Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson, and we're live with Zaffy, the cinema vigilante, to dive into some elements of the Epstein case. Who is pulling his strings? And we'll see what Zaffy has to say. But Zaffy, first of all, welcome to the channel. Thank you so much for being here, giving up your time. Introduce yourself. Let us know more about this vigilante. Tell us a little bit, brother.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Zaffy Wilson over here. Not much to say, to be honest. Just a dude who decided to put on a mask one day and speak some truth to power. Originally, well, I still am a movie channel primarily, but the big part of the movie channel is to attack Hollywood and the corruption within it. I've broken down many cults related to Hollywood, many cults related to certain actors. Obviously, you have the Scientology stuff with Tom Cruise and how that connects to Stanley Kubrick. I just touched on Hugh Jackman and a cult he's a part of. Jared Leto started a cult in Croatia. Ezra Miller started a cult in a borderline militia. And the various degeneracy within Hollywood. It all kind of connects together. And that in itself overlaps with Epstein, because he had relation to a lot of people in Hollywood. Woody Allen, Kevin Spacey, even Weinstein, like Chris Tucker even. It's insane how much pull this one man had. So I just went down the rabbit hole. My videos did well on my channel for Epstein. I was very surprised. And then, you know, it starts to get suppressed the more and more you go down the line. And I know, you know, you have experience with this yourself.
Yeah. So. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we were talking about, you know, you had set up a second channel and things like this. And as soon as you'd said what you said, I was like, it's funny you say that, because I was talking about the exposure and the traffic that all of the creators were getting across all the platforms with regards to the Epstein file drop. And then as soon as the war started, it was like a friend of mine, two of my friends were banned on X. YouTube channels have started losing their partnership. Channels, it's all been suppressed. And yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So I feel your vibe there on that. So you've sort of taken that shift. What is it that you think is the most overlooked part of the files that stand, maybe just for you personally, what do you think people are missing the most?
Yeah, there is a there's a couple things. One, people, the most grabby parts of the files are the stuff involving the children, all the crazy ritual stuff, the more occult stuff that people point at. But there's just a system of non-accountability when it comes to this group of elites, whether it be people involved who knew Epstein. We got the Elon Musks of the world, the Zuckerbergs, which were actively meeting with him, having dinners, all that kind of stuff. Elon Musk wanted to party with him, for God's sakes. Like, and this all happened after Elon was already convicted. Sorry, not Elon. Sorry, Epstein was already convicted.
Mm-hmm.
His name was in the papers. His name was in the headlines for doing this stuff, and they still didn't care. They still wanted to meet with him, talk about profit, market manipulation, all that. So it's insane. And also, going through the Epstein files, the kind of stuff that this guy knew, he met with the owner of, I think, the founder of 4chan. Ghislaine Maxwell was heavily involved with Reddit. It's very, very appropriate to say that the culture war, all this culture war nonsense, is part of a larger propaganda arm to distract from the fact that there's a group of elites owning everything and sucking everything out of regular people. So I believe the culture war has always been propaganda, and the Epstein stuff kind of proves it, because this guy was involved with that too. He met with the founder of 4chan, and that's where a lot of crazy, all these arguments, all these conspiracies started. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if all that was a deliberate flooding the gate formation of propaganda to do just that, flood the gate, cause this culture war, get everyone distracted by this BS politics
stuff.
Because all these politicians, they all are lobbying on behalf of special interests at the top. So I need people to really, really open their eyes and look. It's not wild ritual thing. It's like everything.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had a guest on, I think, 3 or 4 nights ago, and their area was delving into the social media giants that were connected to Epstein, the funding that's come from them. And, you know, for example, I give this analogy. Do you remember the iPhone 1, right? Mm. It was a phone. You could download some apps. It would send some text messages, and you could go on the internet, right? Then the next one, it had a GPS and a camera, and the next one had this and the next one, and they condition us. By the time you get to the iPhone 17, you've got a tracker, a high definition microphone, a camera, you've given up rights to your bank, you're now dependent on it to pay for things and all of this. It's this slow transition into control. And the social media giants, right, when you're talking about 4chan and about how there was interest in social engineering from the root parts of the internet that drive the anonymouses and that drive the Redditors and things like this, it completely falls in line with that, Zafi. It completely falls in line with decades of user habit data gathering, social media accounts being set up, and these powers that be facilitating ways to control by giving us the ability to think we're choosing to do something. And it's exactly what you said. You've nailed it, brother. I completely agree.
Yeah, it's these, first of all, social media is designed to be addictive. You're basically a rat in a maze that's all dependent on dopamine cycling, all dependent on you just going around the hamster wheel endlessly. I wouldn't be surprised if privacy, data, and market manipulation and social engineering were all things that these billionaires discussed on dinner tables with Epstein when he was taking pictures of them and all that. Of course, this is what they were discussing. It's all for profit, manipulation, politics, influencing voters. Every single Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg have both been actively involved in that. They both
sent data.
It's factual. It's all factual. No one can even deny
it. Do you know what? Do you know what, Zafi? Zuckerberg's just the poster child.
Yep.
Zuckerberg's just the name we all know. Mm-hmm. There's another guy whose name I've forgotten, and we talked about him the other day. He's the guy that's setting up all these people. He's the one that's given the Zuckerbergs the investment money to start these companies, supporting them, and then sitting in the background pulling strings globally. It's bonkers. It's bonkers. So I agree with you. I think that's a hugely over missed piece. It's easy for people to understand the traumatic horrors because we can process that, you know, child abuse bad, R word bad. Do you know what I'm saying? It's easy. But when people are like, oh, did you hear about the CEO from a clothing company that went on a trip here and there? People don't grasp the relevance because of the power structure, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of things are falling through the cracks. And I've got this horrible feeling, Zafi, that 10 years from now, this is going to be a conspiracy were the files even real? Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I feel like they're pushing for. How do you feel about the reconspiracizing of the files over time as a tactic?
Yeah, I mean, we can see it happening in real time. It's part of this propaganda arm, you could say, where they're intentionally putting in information that isn't relevant at all to anything to do with scandals. But they do that so that people who are outside of all this and are objective, they see and they're like, we see all these people and all these names.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's just one random file that has nothing to do with anything, and that poisons the well, because then, like, if that's kind of sus and fake, then maybe all this isn't that credible. They're already doing this. The DOJ is already actively doing this, and then they also are purposely leaving victims' names underredacted so that they can be suppressed by outside forces. So it's all this way of just tampering and making.
Don't forget dropping a file, it going viral, then removing the file, and then the public going, oh well, that doesn't exist. Which discredits the people that are putting things out. And it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It really, really is. And again, Zafi, I don't know when Epstein slept. The one thing that I can give him props on is he was a motivated man, Zafi. Like, I've never seen a life. If it was just one man, right? If it wasn't like a group of lookalikes or some other greater conspiracy, the man didn't sleep. and was dedicated to his evil cause. I'll tell you that right now. And what's your take? What's your take on, and I need to ask you this. Mm-hmm. People often say, oh, well, Trump released the files. Trump was forced to release these files, right? Like, I've often said he's either going to be the savior of the world or the destroyer of the world, and no middle ground. He's either going to be one or the other. And right now, he looks like a guy protecting a bunch of PDF files because there's no arrest being made. And I feel like this war could be seen as a way of letting everyone run to the hills.
Yeah. First of all, this whole thing of, oh, he released the files. First of all, there was a gag order placed on the files because of the Ghislaine Maxwell case when the Democrats were in power. First of all, they would never have released the files either. Let's just make that clear, because they were not allowed to.
Right.
But Trump released it because he had to by law. He didn't want to. There are politicians that are Republicans who have come out and said he was pushing for it not to be released, mm-hmm. not to be released. And then when they did, they redacted the heck out of it.
Yep.
And now he's doing various, and now he's downplaying it, saying, are we still talking about Epstein? These are his words.
Right.
For the files.
Right.
People who say that, oh, he's releasing them. And also people are saying, oh, but he was, there's this coping thing that various fans of his do where they say he was actually working against Epstein. And he was infiltrating the, as a Fed, and he whistle blew. These people don't know what the word whistle blew meant. Like, right. They don't know what that word means.
Yeah.
Epstein was already under investigation. And there was links between Epstein and Mar-a-Lago. Trump saw that and decided to save his own butt and call the FBI saying, hey, I'm really glad you guys did this. But even now he contradicts that, because he still gives credit to Ghislaine Maxwell. He said she's a great woman. I had a lot of good times with her and Epstein. We were good friends. He's giving her all this amnesty. Like, it's very clear what side he's on here. Mm-hmm. It's not the side of the people who want to see these
things
really exploited. It's just not.
I agree. Now, have you looked in to the missing files, Zaffy? More specifically, the timeline in which is missing. Because I've not looked into it too much myself, but doom scrolling the other day, there was a YouTube clip.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure that the missing 3 million files cover 9/11 and all the political scandals that took place after 9/11. And it's this big missing block. Mm-hmm. And when we look at mass cover-ups and how we're fed lies, and how it seems to be very quick when a government wants to give us an official statement, but when we apply for official answers, it takes months and months and months. When people come in to do independent investigations, it takes months and months and months, and it dilutes people's interest, and it fades the story, right? And I feel like 9/11 is an incredible example of that happening. And I feel like it's a mirrored tactic we're seeing now. I really do.
Yeah, there's a lot of things involving the Clinton administration and 2001 and just that time that, yeah, there's a big gap. You'll see there's a diagram, I think, that someone pulled up where you'll see a line of files where there is information on, and then there's a random gap around that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very scary, because people will always reference, there was those emails that 9/11 was referenced in the emails. Where is the other pilot? Someone asked Ghislaine Maxwell. We want you on the 9/11 shadow council, or whatever the heck that is, a shadow commission. Like, what is this? Why is Ghislaine Maxwell related to this? What is she? Why is she being asked about pilots and all this other nonsense? And I don't know how far you want to dive deep into that, but I've had friends who've had theories about, you know, what really went on that day, and we don't need to get into the thick of it, but it does seem that it's a very suspect time period to block off a lot of files. And we know that they've deleted a bunch of stuff on Trump and the people they want to protect. But when it comes to specific events that people have always theorized about, we already saw the pandemic stuff, the weird pandemic, COVID and all that. Who knows? Who knows why they were deleting certain emails? Maybe there is a lot of incriminating info that FBI, CIA collected and they just left on the room floor because they didn't expect anyone to actually push to expose these. And now this current administration used it to get votes. They said, we're going to release the Epstein files because the Democrats won't. And then as soon as they're in power, Pam Bondi acts like they don't exist.
You mentioned Voldemort's name. So let's just talk about Pam Bondi for a second. How much money would I have to pay you to do Pam Bondi's job? Okay. But do it the way Pam Bondi does it. How much money, bro? Like, how? I mean, it'd be in the tens of millions, bro. I watched her sitting in court, and she was asked, who gave you instructions to remove Trump's name from the Epstein files? And then this woman started talking about the arrests of a black guy and a white guy for crimes against children, and how those two cases were more important than what the bro. This is in a courtroom. Imagine you were in a courtroom and they ask you a question and you throw a question back at them with nothing to do what you've been asked. You're getting your ass chewed by someone. Okay, someone in that courtroom, I don't know if it's your lawyer or the dude that's in charge, you're getting your ass chewed. And it was the same with the frat boy in charge of the FBI.
Cash.
It was the same with Cash. That guy cannot hide when his butthole starts doing this, he cannot hide it.
He's a literal
hang on a second, mate. Sorry. I've got my WhatsApp open on the computer. One second. Do you see what I mean? It's a crazy situation when you've got the head of the FBI going on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Mm-hmm. He can't.
It really is crazy, mate.
He can't even hide. He doesn't have a good poker face for it either. Can't even hide how weaselly he really, really is. He started his career, political career, that is, saying, I want to infiltrate the deep gate. That was the deep state. The deep state. That was his main thing.
Right.
I'm going to infiltrate the deep state because there were lies about Trump and Russian collusion and all that stuff. And then as soon as it's time to infiltrate the deep state and we have evidence of the deep state in the Epstein files, he's like, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. Like, bruv.
But dude, the leader of the FBI going on a freaking podcast. First of all, I've asked a guy who worked at the FBI and I was like, when has the leader of the FBI ever went on a podcast or a TV show whilst he was still in position? And he was like, never, right? And I'm like, when have they ever gone on a TV show in an Under Armour top looking like they've been in the bathroom slamming keys? Never, right? And then the guy comes out with, the official Epstein story is true. There is no evidence of conspiracy. As soon as that came out of his mouth, I was like, oh my God.
Yep.
This is the first time that the infiltration of new media is so obvious because they've sent in a key slamming Under Armour wearing FBI guy, and they are now going on the new media platforms to change the new media narrative, which was obviously Epstein. Didn't Epstein himself. Do you know what I'm saying? There is a cover up, all of this stuff. And this was the same day that Elon Musk posted about Trump hiding the files because he's in the files, right? Mm-hmm. And it's happening as Cash is yapping. And I'm like, my brain was like, I'm too dumb to figure this all out whilst it's happening. Do you know what I mean? But that moment of Cash going on to podcasts, this clear, you know, weaponization of narrative, okay? They aren't the people for this job, Zaffy. We're used to different ways when the American government has taken to covering things up. Mm-hmm. And these two aren't the ones. They do great when they've got to stand there and smile. But when it comes to the real balls to the wall stuff, they both crumbled, and we've seen that in the courtroom. So what is your reaction to Pam Bondi and Cash Patel? That was really that was the long way round of asking you that, Zaffy. I apologize.
No, the entire administration is incompetent. Pam Bondi starts mentioning the NASDAQ and the Dow when she's asked about the Epstein files in front of a tribunal. Like, Cash Patel is on podcast with his girlfriend trying to convince the world his girlfriend isn't a controller or a handler or influencer.
I'm sorry, what? He's on podcast with his girlfriend?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, that's my falling asleep podcast choice for this evening. Selected, Zaffy. Nice one. Carry on with what you were saying. Sorry. So he's on podcast. Yeah, carry on.
These aren't serious people. They're as serious as Trump is at this point, because they're all, first of all, we know that half the people in that, most 99% of the people in the administration are all AIPAC shills. So they will do and say whatever is the official narrative. They can't expose the files because of what it exposes about that other country. And we can get to that later in the podcast.
Yeah. What's Israeli going on, Zaffy? Who's Israeli in charge? Do you know what I'm saying?
And it's very interesting how the media tries to paint it as if it's anything else than what it is. Well, you know, there's people, I've seen some Republican officials when there's like a terrorist attack you know, and they're, and it's like, let's say it's like a Muslim terrorist attack. They'll say something like, when they tell you who they are, when they tell you who they are, believe them. Right. And I just like to really, really use that same quote back to this administration. If they're telling you who they are, if they're showing you who they are, believe them. They're covering up for a class of child predators and elites that are corrupt as all heck. Mm-hmm. They are, and the Pam Bondi and Akash Patel aren't even pretending like they're good at their jobs. They're showing you how bad they are at their job. They're showing you how paid and bought off they are. These are not real lawful figures. Pam Bondi has law expertise, I'm pretty sure. Isn't she like a lawyer or something? And she's acting and answering like this. Akash Patel, you're supposed to be an official and administrative official. You're the leader of the FBI. And you can't even, your facial expressions tell me everything I need to know when you're in court. It's like, you guys are not the people for the job, but you're the people for Trump's job, which is one, cover for him. And then when you're incompetent as all heck, and he is, he'll throw you under the bus. It's perfect. It's perfect. So,
bro, don't worry though. Because we can hack his emails and find out he's just a normal guy, okay? He's just a normal guy that likes cigars, a bit quirky. He's just a quirky guy, Zaffy. Don't worry. Nothing suspicious about that at all, bro. Nothing at all. Do you know what I'm saying? I would have preferred it if it was like cash69420@gmail.com. I think they should have went a little more creative with the email address. Yeah. But, you know, what was your feeling when you heard about that? Because obviously you hear... leader of the FBI email hack, that's juicy, right? But then you read the story and you're like, oh wow,
I made a little reaction video to it. It was more just funny than anything else.
Yeah,
it wasn't any crazy thing. It's just, he just seems like an idiot. He just seems like an incomprehensibly dumb, incompetent shitty. That's what he is to me, in my opinion. I don't really see him as a comment. I think he truly, what it is he's just a dumb man who's clearly controlled and owned by a specific group of people, and that's it. I don't think Akash Patel is anything more or less than that, and I don't think he deserves to be given praise for being anything more or being anything less than that. He just is that. He's a tool.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's great to watch. I mean, a 10 out of 10 for crash like Trainwreck TV. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I always know if Akash Patel's tie is really tight around his neck, he's going to tell a happy story. If his tie's down here and he looks like he's been slamming keys, the train wreck's coming, Zaffy. It's barreling down the rails. So yeah, I needed to ask you about that. Right, so let's get dialing in on our topics, right? Epstein, secret boss. I'm sure everyone has got a theory of who's Israeli in charge here and what it means. Because I'll be honest, Zaffy, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know what your theory is. But it awfully coincidental that certain countries and certain people keep turning up in every single thing. Now, 20 years ago, we could have been like, oh, that's a bit conspiratorial, that. Now we're in the podcast era, bro. When a dude goes on a podcast and goes, oh, by the way, some of my investors from a certain country were saying a few things, and I was like, nah, bro. And then you get shot in the neck, right? All I'm saying, Zaffy, I got some questions. Yep. The world is built on blackmail, okay? And, bro, let's just begin the main topic. Tell us where you want to start and just take us through this. Yeah. Epstein and the puppet master that pulls his string. What's your theory, brother?
I would love to break it down piece by piece, because it's very easy to say this, that. I just want to break it down from the evidence we have. And then just logically tell people that there's a logic tree here that leads to only one place.
Logic tree. Okay. Yeah. Like it.
So we start with the fact that Epstein in the email said, I represent the Rothschilds. All right. That's a big name that comes up in the Epstein files. Anna de Rothschild had information with him, emails with him. He was paid millions of dollars. Les Wexner said in a deposition that a Rothschild family member is the one who referred Epstein to me. That's how we got into business, because of that person. So there's all these ties between him and the Rothschilds. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, who are the Rothschilds? Well, that's a big old money family that is responsible for building a certain country called Israel. All right.
Shmizhi Shmuel. Exactly. Yep.
And we know that a government official, a former prime minister of that country, Ehud Barak, had meetings and dealings with Epstein constantly. We know that the current sitting PM of the country had meetings with Epstein. He's mentioned in the files many times. There was a redacted photo of him with certain friends with Epstein. And when it all comes down the line, we also know that there was certain FBI documents that said, it's seeming a lot like Epstein is part of Mossad. Alan Dershowitz, Epstein's lawyer, seemed to be a fixer for Mossad. And Donald Trump himself, and this is said in an FBI document, is compromised by that same country. Jared Kushner, the person who's really behind everything in the administration, is doing things on behalf of the country, like allowing them to completely eviscerate Gaza so that it can be used and turned into a resort. Jared Kushner is literally saying this out loud. So it seems like all these people are related to this country. And funny fact about that conflict that's happening right now, the very controversial conflict. Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton, according to this Israeli, I saw this video of this interview with a high-ranking former Israeli intelligence person who said Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton, around the time that the files had been, you know, gapped out, they were going to agree on a two-state deal. They were actually going to come to this. But certain blackmail involving Jeffrey Epstein was used against him because they were both involved with Epstein. Bill Clinton has seen in many pictures with Epstein. God knows what he did. God knows what Ehud Barak did. And certain a right-wing party in Israel, whose leader is the current leader of the country, used, according to him, Epstein to stop them from making this deal by blackmailing both of them. And set a chain, a motion of events that lead us to where we are now. So in conclusion, Epstein probably worked for Russia, China, maybe one of these other countries, maybe Australia. Who knows? He probably worked for one of them. There's no way he could have worked for, you know, the other country that seems to have the biggest, deepest lobby in the U.S. in terms of influencing policy and decision making. And not only that, they have every single billionaire supports that country. Every single one, the one who just bought the one who owns Paramount and just bought Warner Brothers, his other related family member who owns Oracle and now bought TikTok, and has literally said that they were going to suppress anything that goes against the narrative of Kisrael, the country.
Damn.
So you've got Palantir, the CEO of Palantir, who also helps Israel with their weaponry and their programming and their technology. And all of this. For some reason, people can't see that everything leads to one place. All of them are supporting one single place. And we can get deeper into how that all works, why they might be supporting the place. What does this one country have on everybody besides the whole Epstein blackmail, which is a huge part of it? Why this one place? What do they have to get out of that? Even myself struggle with this question, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's one of those topics, right, where a lot of people don't talk about that country because people are quick to turn around and use certain words and call you certain names, right? And it's a tactic that, you know, when like somebody whips out like the gay card or like the race card or the feminist card or the whatever card when they're like struggling in an argument and they'll just hit out with that. Mm-hmm. And it's always like one of those moments where you're like, oh God,
yep.
Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? That's what I feel like that entire country is doing. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's over having an opinion over data that points to that evidence. It's not like we're sitting here trying to be one or the other. I'm on the side of the truth, bro. I don't know whose side. You kind of strike me as somebody who is on the side of the truth. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're supporting someone and you find out they're a PDF, I'm the sort of person who burns them at the stake with the rest of them, metaphorically speaking. Do you know what I'm saying? And you kind of strike me as the same kind of person. And I'm in my 40s, bro. This isn't the first time I've come across this country and these people being named and stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? In fact, for a while before the internet, there was a verbally spoken global conspiracy about some of these individual people from that country that you could bundle together in one set religion, having a great conspiracy around the world. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. So I'm just saying, it's not a new thing.
not new at all.
And the data is what is new, and it's starting to back up stuff. This seems to be the year where conspiracies evolve into truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm very scared they're going to devolve back into conspiracy. I really am. So anyway, carry on with what you're saying, because I think we're all on board here that there's a lot of conversations about Israel. There's a lot of individuals, especially when you look at Trump and the war, bro. How many moments has Trump had that Israel have been involved in where he's lost his cool on live television because of something he didn't know was going to happen? Mm. Like, I'm pretty sure he said the F word twice last year when that little tiny war. Like, do you remember when, like, Trump got involved and bombed some underground stuff with those big bunker busters? Mm-hmm. And then he went on the news and he freaked out. And he gave us the impression the war had stopped, right? It was done. It was over. And it carried on, bro. It was going on. Mm-hmm. So have you noticed moments where Trump's lost control? And is that sense given further backing to your, he's having a string pulled by who's Israeli in charge?
Yeah. First of all, Trump is, in my opinion, compromised by the Epstein files on every level. Like, he's, okay, he's mentioned in that more than almost anybody. But even beyond that, the Israeli lobby in the U.S. is far too strong, and it's been running a generational coup. It's been running a generational coup for years. You could say it's maybe started, was it Reaganomics that when it started? But to be honest, this has been happening for decades now, and Trump is just their new puppet. He's their new puppet. People said Trump is beyond the system because he was a rich guy. He didn't need anyone's donation money and all that. People don't understand that, like, donating to various candidates to help their campaign and their marketing prior to elections is one part of it. Then you have what the entire lobby does to decision-making. Then you have, every single time America seems to do this thing where we want to save a country from itself, from its dictator, from its leaders, from the various terrorist organizations in it. So we're going to come in and we're going to invade. We're going to do something. We're going to bomb. We're going to cause a war, whatever it might be. And we're going to say it's on behalf of the people there to liberate them. Meanwhile, everyone with a brain knows it's to extract resources of some kind and, extend special interests on that other country. It has been the case ever since. Iran is the last major thing standing in Israel's way of forming greater Israel over the Middle East. Mm-hmm. The UAE is not doing anything. They're all puppets. All the Emirates, first of all, one of them was in the Epstein files. I think Dubai's leader was in the Epstein file.
Bro.
Yeah. The UAE is an entire puppet show. They're all fake leaders. There's nothing spiritual about them. They're all bought and owned by that country. So is the leader of India. They know that the only person in the Middle East that will fight back is Iran. So and this whole nonsense about, we had to strike them because they were going to launch a nuke at us. The prime minister of Israel has been saying for 30 years that Iran is going to launch a nuke. It has not happened.
Mm.
Only one of them has signed on in the UN for nuclear proliferation. And that's not Israel. It's Iran. Mm. Israel does not want its nukes searched. Israel wants to maintain this vague notion of maybe we have nukes, maybe we won't, but we're not a threat. Everyone with a brain knows that the US doesn't care about setting the people free in Iran. There's so many dictatorships in the world that the U.S. can set the people free from. Israel could stop the U.S. could stop a genocide that's happening right now in Israel on Gaza. They don't care about any of that. It's all for the special interests. We want to help Israel create greater Israel. We want a lot of resources. We want oil, and we want the Strait of Hormuz, where all the oil trades and all the ships go through. We want that. So it's all strategic, and it's all on the behalf of Israel. They effectively own Trump. I will say, it's not just that Trump is implicated in the Epstein files. He definitely has interests that align with them. He clearly wants power. He wants greed. Because he knows as long as he's aligned with them, he can be allowed to do that. The lobby influences everything. They see Trump as, this guy is so, so good for us. He's causing so much dissidence within his own country, but it's not going to lead to anything revolving around us. The problem is they underestimated the power of social media. They underestimated the power of information and how fast it can get to people.
Tiny bit.
Can blow up like this and go viral.
So, tiny bit, bro.
Yeah. They're trying to actively influence what we say about that country using that card that they pull. And that card has been pulled more than any other in history, I think, at this point. It's been pulled the most more than any other almost. So,
well, do you know, I was saying last week that it's impressive that instead of going straight to invading another country to distract us all from the Epstein files, Trump tried a few things, right? There was the, I forget the name of the country in South America they invaded with the super soldiers, the drones, and the decombobulator, right? Then there was invading Greenland, okay? They even whipped out the shoebox of alien evidence, Zaffy. Right, yeah, they whipped out the shoebox and started shaking it on the screen and going, forget about the PDFs and we'll show you what's in the box. Mm. No one cared. For the first time, we all went, how about keep the aliens and just make one arrest? How about that? I can even give you a real easy name. Let's just go and have a chat with Woody Allen, right? And we just say to him, now, Woody, we want to give you a chance to explain. What PDF party in Paris did you want tickets for? And we'll just let him die in the silence. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I think, Zaffster, right? That at this stage, if you're in the Epstein files and you're clearly using words like PDF file, but spelt properly, and calling yourself one of those, I think warrants a chit chat. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how you feel, but I feel like that would warrant a chit chat. What the hell's going on? We've had two nonsense arrests in the UK. We had the guy from the BBC and we've had Prince Andrew, and they're both getting done for abusing your position of power crimes. Now, they do come with up to a life sentence, right? I mean, they're serious charges. But we're talking about administrative charges, like insider trading and stuff like this, where there's no mention of horrible crimes against children, okay? And do you think we're going to see any progress in America? And if we do, do you think it's going to be the same way as they've gone around it in the UK, where they look for the lesser charges and leave out the global transportation ring?
Yeah, exactly that. They will. First of all, I don't even think the U.S. will get to that stage by at this point. If the leadership changes and there's something institutionally that's just different about the administration on a fundamental level, then maybe. But I doubt it. I would say, worst case, it's like those small things that can get you on, that you can get. It's all going to be around how much money you can pay to get off. That's literally, it's systems designed around these rich people anyway. So it won't matter at the end of the day. Plus, lawyers can easily say, first of all the evidence in the files is circumstantial and it's all hearsay. You know, someone called himself a PDF file, who's to say he wasn't joking? But you know, they can use little technicalities like that.
Right.
In my opinion, let's forget the arrests, forget like a full-on trial. It warrants a deposition. You met with this dude. You knew stuff he was doing. You used those words. That is enough to warrant at least a deposition. Get him on the public stage. Make the deposition public. If you can't, if you're not going to get him to the trial, let's have a trial of public opinion. It seems fair. But there, it's very easy. And people have emailed me this. Zaffy, unfortunately, it's very easy for lawyers to actually get around a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. So even if these people are brought to trial, with the amount of money and influence they have on the outside and what they can do with their lawyers on a technical level, likely thing is they're probably not getting punished.
Bro, if your entire country, right, if their gross GDP is like, what, 5-6 billion, and you're taking a guy at court who's got 70 billion in the bank, right? Like, what chance of justice is there really, right? No. Because these social media dudes, like, you know, like if you've ever met somebody who has their own business, they're declaring stuff to the government, right? But sometimes a little something goes in the drawer. Trust me, right? Like, these people are, if you can buy a country with just the change down the back of your sofa, right? How is that a level playing field for a country bringing you justice? It's impossible. And some of the people behind Epstein are beyond your comprehension of wealth. It's crazy.
What you said is the answer to it all. When people ask, why isn't there anything? Why aren't there no rest? All that. You guys need to understand who we're dealing with. We're dealing with the elites. We're dealing with the people who own most of the wealth in the country.
Yes.
We're dealing with people who have offshore bank accounts. They own islands. These people can own human beings, for God's sakes, right?
Yeah.
This is not a level playing field. There's no, the legal system is tailor-made for these guys.
It's crazy. Like, can you imagine being in a position, right, where you get a lawyer's letter saying we're going to take you to court? So you phone up the company and buy the company of the lawyers and then shut it down, right? Like, that's what we're talking about here. And it wouldn't even affect your bottom line, bro, right? It would be like four zeros down from the start of your money that would be affected. Like a number would go down by like one. Do you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah. And that again, is something that is overlooked because people believe that it's the ditties. They believe that it's the surface level, what I refer to as the peasant level criminal in this elite ladder. If we can see them, they are bottom ladders. They are way down, way down. Yeah. And it's interesting, Zafi, because Epstein, Mark Dufresne, and Diddy, all individuals with a clear global RICO chase charge to be slapped on them. But it's okay if they're perverts, Zafi. Okay? It's okay for you to go to jail if you're a Hollywood pervert, but we're not even going to bring to the table the comprehension of a global group or a syndicate or a cartel of elites or Hollywood elites and cartels. It's they shy away from it, bro, in America. And those three cases are complete evidence to all of that. When somebody like Epstein supersedes the standard mandatory sentencing for R-ing an underage girl and transporting her, we've got to ask questions, bro. We've got to. And what else do you feel is maybe not overlooked, but is what people are missing about your point here, about the country in charge, about the realities of the blackmailing and the grasp around the world, because it's something that I imagine is also on your list of things that people are missing or understanding the true magnitude of, right?
Yeah. When people say, oh, it's a group of Satan worshipers at the top, you know, they're Baal worshipers and all that. I need people to understand that even that is a simplistic way of viewing what's actually going on.
Yes.
In my opinion, this wasn't simply about Baal worship or anything like that. Jeffrey Epstein had so much power, had so many connections. He was backed by Mossad. You have to ask yourself how he made his money in the first place. It doesn't even make sense if you trace it all back. He was clearly given everything he had, and he was planted. When you get to a certain level of power and influence, what happens is you stop seeing people as people. You see them as little buttons that you can push.
Yep.
So why not do this to a child? Why not do this random sacrifice? Why not like take pieces of the Kaaba and use it for black magic or some weird stuff? Why not do designer baby experiments and the super soldier experiments at this ranch in Mexico? Mm-hmm. Why not do this with people? Why not create a chessboard and design it like my servants and my workers? Why mm-hmm. not have a trap door in the middle of the ocean? You know, like it's just all this is like button pushing by people who have lost their humanity. They don't see people as people. They see them as little toys to use.
Oh, you nailed it. But I don't think they lost their humanity. I think you are born with the ability to love or not. And I think people who are psychopaths, mm-hmm. like most of these people are, people want to say it's demonic. People want to say, sure, right? But when you boil it down, whether it's reptilians, whether it's freaking nasty people, whether it's demons, whatever, psychopaths, right? Mm-hmm. And they can look, like, for example, we look at kittens and go, oh my God, I want to pick up three of them and go, oh, they're so cute. They want to snap their heads and drown them in a bath.
No.
Do you see what I'm saying? So when we're dealing with that level of inhumanity, when we're dealing with evil, Zafi, evil only exists in this world when humans think and act. No other species is capable of evil, okay? Mm-hmm. So good and bad has to exist. That's the balance of the world, the yin and yang, right? But evil has no place. And when you're talking about the ability to just go, all right, now five kids for Baal, get them sent in for the cultists. It is crazy how dead on that is. It's dead on. It really is. And to be honest, that's just the stuff we know about, you know, because if we're talking about the 1% having secret knowledge that controls the whole world, we have to assume this has been going on since the dawn of time, bro. Yeah. We really have to.
There's people who gravitate towards conspiracy theories, and I find it understandable because I can relate to it. A lot of the people who talk about conspiracy theories, they're very. A lot of them can be nut jobs. They can be the way they talk.
Oh yeah,
and all of them. You know, like some of them are just genuinely nut jobs, but. When you have the kind of information we are getting from the Epstein files now, it's not enough anymore to say it's still probably a conspiracy. No, again, when they tell you who they are, believe them. don't care about whether you think it's a conspiracy or not. They just want to do things. They want to accumulate power, control, and they're going to do whatever they want to get it. It doesn't matter if they eat a kid or they transport one or they do that. That's all their pastime. Jeffrey Epstein had insane aspirations. Like you said, the man didn't seem to sleep. He had connections to absolutely everything. This man was trying to create an army of super soldiers with his own DNA. Like, this is the kind of levels of craziness we're getting to. This guy did all this.
Bro, he's related to everything. The fact that he didn't have a helicopter that flew out of a skull carved out of a cliff blew my... Like, that's the level of evil... This is Scooby-Doo shit. You understand? This is like, it's bonkers, bro, because... Like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's crazy enough. The guy was talking about time travel, bro. He was talking about, are the right proteins in humans right now for time travel? Jeffrey, tell me more. Like, what are you talking about? It's bonkers, man. It's bonkers. And like I say, it's those CEOs of companies that develop sciences that I can't spell the name of that we need to dial in on next, because... there's some stuff going on, bro, when billionaires are talking about this stuff.
Well, yeah, you know? First of all, I the fact that Bill Gates has not had a deposition is insane to me. The man was talking to Epstein all day. Like, it's insane. Like, to not take Elon to task, okay, fine, I understand. But Bill Gates, there's literal documented information showing communications with him, and the word pandemic shows up multiple times. He asked Epstein for medication for like a sexually transmitted disease or whatnot, like with the hooker. Like, how are you have to be taken to charge for this? You knew stuff was going down, and he was a convicted offender when you were talking to him. That's the most suspect part of it. You didn't care. That wasn't. Mm-hmm. What does that say about you that you would hang out with somebody?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a business deal for $4 billion. Oh no, you wanted to come and party.
Yeah,
you wanted to come and party. And I'm not saying a business deal would be forgiven, but you could see the allure of money by somebody who could put aside a man like that for greed. Whereas this was just party boy mindset, bro. That's why that was the vibe I got. You know what I'm saying?
No, this, I want to make it clear for the audience here. Epstein was a convicted offender when Elon Musk emailed him saying, when's the wildest party on your island? I don't want a normal time on island. I want to get wild.
Right?
Epstein was an offender when this was sent. Elon knew. Everyone knew.
Not just an offender, right? A child SEX offender. The worst kind of offender, bro. Right. Do you know what I'm saying?
They didn't care. Elon was
they didn't.
I'm going to party it up. These people are sick human beings. They're degenerates. They need something needs to... Listen, I could rant about what I would want to happen, but...
Me too, bro. Me too. We could sit around the campfire and smash beers for many hours just going, no, but listen. Yeah. It would be a lot of that, man, because the occult side and the SRA and the abuse of children, the trafficking, easy to understand, okay? And again, it's horrible. None of the survivors have even been taken seriously in this Trump administration. They were all, do you remember when they were like, if there's any survivors, can you stand up? And all those women stood up. Mm-hmm. And like,
Pam couldn't even look at them.
Bro, it was just, it was so sad. Because they're there. They're right there, Pam. Ask them now. They're right there, bro. They're there. And it's, you know, when people say to you, you can tell a lot about a person by like how they treat their mother or the elderly or animals and stuff like this. Like, it's very telling when you have the leader of the Department of Justice denying the testimonies of the most credible and the most backed survivors of all of this. What does that say for the next victim? What does that say for the future of America when it's staring us in the face how the most vulnerable are treated, Zafi?
It's incredibly demoralizing. It must be for all of them. I would insist that now that there's more public pressure than ever, even that's dying down because of this, you know, this whole war and all this propaganda that's being circulated by that administration and the people who support it. I think one of the worst things is I can actively see people posting fake manufactured outrage about random other BS topics to get away with this. So that's another thing for victims. You have to be surrounded by all this slop online that's distracting from the fact that you were a victim of this terrible regime.
Do you remember the energy the internet had when they went after Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
Do you remember global news, bro, handcuffed on the front of every newspaper? He was accused. There wasn't files. Where's the Andrew Tate energy for the Epstein files? Right? Where's the Andrew Tate energy for the Epstein files, mate? Where is it? Because we had a theory brought up about intentionally being a dumbass in power over decades to condition the public that, oh, well, they're not going to deal with it because they're dumbasses. When in actual fact, they're actually smart asses who've conditioned us to believe they're dumbasses so that we passively get over things not being dealt with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Stuff like Diddy, all these things where it's an easy gotcha, you know, like Andrew Tate, you know, he said so much crazy stuff that people were like, okay, this is an easy person that we can have. All right. Him and Diddy and all these other people, even they use Michael Jackson. You know why? Because Michael Jackson's dead and he can't defend himself. And he has all these allegations against him already. They can throw all the people under the bus that is appropriate because, okay, well, it's already too late for them. Good. So we're going to put everything on that. But when we know that there's some weird stuff happening about these other people that we don't want anyone to know about, we're going to, like you said, pretend like we're idiots and not know what's happening. It's just about public relations and PR, right? Andrew Tate's got terrible PR about him. He's admitted to all this crazy stuff that he's done. He had a deleted video in which he admitted to these kind of crimes. Okay, cool. We know this is cool. This is a cool thing to go after. But there's currently a freaking genocide happening. We're not going to go after any of that because we're going to be called certain things.
There's a couple, actually. There was one in Africa involving hundreds, like tens of thousands of Christians that just no one talked about. No, I'm not going to mention it. Do you know, let's not talk about it. Do you know, it doesn't fit a narrative that some extreme barbaric versions of religion that really don't have a place in a modern world seem to be spreading, allegedly. And there's some stuff happening. Okay? There's some stuff happening, Zaffy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. it's kind of insane how we're expected to go along with the official narratives at all times. Mm-hmm. They expect us to. They don't care about anything anymore. They just expect us to. And they're not, in my opinion, I don't even think that certain country that we named that we know was behind Epstein, I don't even think they really truly, they know that they can do whatever they want now. They absolutely know it. They know they're going to take over the Middle East and we're not going to do a damn thing to stop them. The people will not revolt. And that's the other thing I'm questioning. My friend asked me, what will it take at this point to start a revolt and have people just flood these institutions and grab these, take them out? What will happen? I'm like, bro, do you understand what we're dealing with? These human beings, we don't really have, the incentive just isn't there for us. And it's really, really disappointing that I have to say that.
I agree with you, babe. I say if the whole of human history is a library and the last chapter is our generation, compared to the rest of human history, we are the wet wipe chapter of human history. We are the ones who are allowing silent invasions. We're the ones who are allowing tyrannistic government control. They're the ones who are, we're the generation that are watching everything that was fought for and bled for be taken away. And then some crazy thing that we've got to pay a monthly subscription for gets rolled out and we've got to pay for that. And it's insanity. It's insanity, bro. Years ago, we would have dealt with things with pitchforks and sticks on fire as a united little community. But we got away with the community and we got handed a phone and now we stare at that. And now we believe the headlines and we can't talk to people because, hey, shit yourself and stay inside and consume and obey, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Couldn't be more convenient. At a touch of a button, McDonald's arrives. A touch of a button, your Amazon arrives. Do you know what I'm saying? And you've got a country preaching how amazing it is now. It's going to save the world. But there's people, you're in America, people have to burn their trash. There's some places in America that still have to burn trash in our actual towns. What are you doing, America? I tell you what, see, when all of your citizens can put their garbage in the street and then have it collected, then get involved with the rest of the world. Trump, you dumbass. Okay? Like, that's how I feel, Zaffy. I went off on one there. I've got triggers me.
No. I understand the sentiment very well. Consumerism is a tool of the ones at the top to keep us all numbed down. A numbed population that can be desensitized to violence, to death, they ain't gonna do anything. They're not gonna rebel. This is a soft world now. This is a soft group of human beings. So when my friend asked me, what will it take to start a revolution? You guys got to understand, the incentive level needs to be spiked up so high, or they morally, something needs to change in humanity where the consumerism in them and the capitalism and all those things distracting them can be moved to the side. Most of these people have families. People of my parents' age don't even know about the Epstein files. Some of them do, but most of them don't even care. They're like, what is this gibberish? What is this nonsense? That's like an older generation of people that have just are not on social media and don't care. And then you have another group of people who are actively shilling for the people who are implicated in the Epstein file. So they're not going to do anything about it. And then you have most people who are actively engaged in it. They're going to be distracted by the next NBA game. They're going to be distracted by the next ad they see on their phone, the next subscription they have to do on all these stupid platforms. 50 million subscriptions with 20 million ads on everything now is disgusting. What's happened to society. It's turning into idiocracy, the world of idiocracy, where everyone's dumb. It's just insane.
And I was talking to somebody this other night. Do you remember when like Netflix was like $6? Do you remember when we had Blockbuster and loads of TV channels and like cable TV was like awesome? And then for 6 months a month, Netflix came along, right? And now cinema's falling apart. Mm-hmm. Cable TV's bullshit. And it's like $26 or something crazy for Netflix. Do you see? It's the iPhone 1 again, bro. Yeah. They gave us the iPhone 1, and now we're on the iPhone 17, and we're screwed. Okay? We had everything, and now we're screwed. And you know, when we talk about if they arrested everyone, right, the argument of, well, society wouldn't be able to... It would be a 48-hour shutdown, bro. Everyone would be rehired and back at work on Monday. Okay? There would be new people in position. I think they're more scared, Zaffy, of us realizing we don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
We don't need Hollywood anymore. We don't need all of these huge, massive corporations anymore. Okay? Take the gaming industry as a weird example of this, Zaffy, right? So two games were released a couple of weeks ago. One was called The Division, and another one I forget the name of, but it was an independent game made by 10 dudes. It would be like you, me, and 8 other dudes making a game whilst we work 40 hours a week, okay? Now, the one that was made by Sony is currently on 80,000 live players, and the one made by the 10 dudes is on 650,000 live players. They made something like $65 million from launch, because people are done with this corporate microtransaction monthly rental crap. They want to buy something, right? They want to pay cash for it and own it and then enjoy it. They don't want to feel exhausted after playing a game. And I know it's a weird analogy, right? But people seem to be turning back to simplistic things that they remember. And it's slowly being like that. Like I was speaking to somebody the other day who was like, you know, there's certain things I order off Amazon. There's certain things that I you know, just for affordability, I'll order off Temu. But everything else, I make the effort to go to mom and pop shops. And you can see people transitioning where they can afford to transition into a better way of existing. And that's the real way that we see change, right, is through collective thought change and action change. Do you think that is the true way of defeating these people? Or are they just going to change the business plan and start buying the mom and pop shops? And instead of it being huge conglomerates, they just secretly take over under the table? Like, I mean, are we screwed or is there hope, Zaffy?
There is hope, but I will say what you just said is definitely going to happen. It's happening actively as we speak. I want to ask one thing, but for viewers, everything you said is correct. Everything is going up in price. There's a million more subscriptions than we had like a couple years ago. What's happening to wages?
Nothing.
They ain't going up. They're stagnant or going down at this point and removed. AI is coming into the fray, right? So I don't understand. People need to understand this is a scam. Society is meant to leech out money from you and keep you dependent on all these corporations who will not even pay you your worth. Like, it's a scam. Everything's a scam. So there is hope in that more and more people are waking up. There's more dialogue, but in my opinion, dialogue is no longer enough. And this is the problem when I say this kind of thing is it sounds very radical. And I'm not someone who instigates or calls to violence or anything like that. But people need to understand, if you can holistically pressure these systems, something will happen. The thing is, you have to actually do it. That's talking about is not going to get it done. You need to actually do it. Protesting and activism is fine, but that doesn't really achieve anything either. Everyone as a collective needs to act as a node and spread to their sphere of influence. And then everyone needs to apply pressure constantly at the same time on these institutions for anything to happen. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, I'm part of this group that's trying to build up this organization of various people who can do this from around the world. And it's going to take a while to get there, but that's the only hope we have. Even that one hacker group, Anonymous, in my opinion, I respect what they do, but this whole thing where they announce we're going to release this, we're going to release that and all that, it's not enough anymore. It's not enough anymore. Data is going down the, and when you thought the money, you can't even keep your money, your privacy and your data is getting sold. It's a hack that was being sold by guys like Zuckerberg, by LinkedIn's creator. LinkedIn is the biggest scam data collection network I've ever seen in my life. And the founder of LinkedIn's in the Epstein files too. It all just tracks. It all just tracks, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? It's all the social, it's so many social media people. Like, and again, we could just go on and on, Zaffy. Like, it just doesn't end, bro.
Doesn't end.
Like, it really, really doesn't. So is there anything that you want to bring to the table just now? Is there anything that you feel that you've not been asked? Is there anything you feel like you've not covered that you'd like to just throw out? Even if we're kind of changing the Epstein, you know, what we're dialed in on specifically, if there's anything else that you want to start a discussion on, hit me with it now, brother. If you feel like we've not covered anything important.
I wanted to address one thing you said where you're like, Trump will either be the savior or the disciple. I saw this quote. I think there was military. There's a religious cult, borderline religious cult around Trump now. And there were these soldiers, or I think they're military generals. There's something called Trump's Armageddon agenda, where they believe Trump is the savior in that he's going to bring about Armageddon and the rise of the Messiah. This is a thing. This is a narrative that's being pushed by people who support him, that apparently military generals are convincing people he's going to cause the Armageddon. And it's funny because this comes right at the same time that a certain leader of a certain country that owns Trump and all these people says we need to bring about the new Messiah too by creating greater Israel. It's just very interesting how all the narratives formulate into this one thing. And I'm like, when you said that, I was like, it's funny because people in his own administration are labeling him a savior who will save us through destroying us. It's so, and they believe.
No, I've changed my mind. We'll take the aliens.
Yeah,
bring back the alien box. Okay, we've changed our mind. Okay, rather than World War III, because here's the thing, Zaffy, America's got some rather spicy laws where if there's enough people battering the crap out of each other with hammers around the world, the president doesn't need to step down. Okay, we've seen it before. So if we create a scenario where we've got an everlasting Trump administration, okay, and it brings forth a world event, right? A catastrophic world event that was caused by human error. They're going to make us fall into their plot of making us ask for things we don't want. And that thing we don't want is an AI overlord. Because for humanity, Zaffy, the only way to save humanity is to remove human error from global decision making.
Yep.
If that doesn't make your butthole go boink with fear, I don't know what will. Because they've perfected making us demand the things we never wanted through fear.
Yep.
It happens all the 9/11, brilliant example. The 7/11 bombings in the UK. A woman went on the TV and said, we need to give up our liberties for freedom. What? Those are your liberties are your freedom, you stupid. Do you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. That's the world we're in. And when they make us demand the things that we don't want, that is when we know we're cooked. And that's what we're heading towards. We're heading towards Trump doing something or his actions lead to something where we are like, no, we can never have human error involved in this decision making again. And that's how my theory for a one world government, AI driven, mad bloodline endgame would come about. If that was what we would, if that was how I would give you an example of that. So yeah, that's how I see it.
And I can really see them just pushing us to a point where civilization will accept it. It's all fear and manufactured consent. That's what it is. It's all propaganda too. They're going to put certain things out that are going to ruin society and make us root for something that they have a solution to, you know, and they're going to conveniently give us the solution. And we're going to be like, okay, we'll go along with it again. just this one time because we know it'll get us out of this other terrible thing that's happening. I see it like economically, everything's going to hell. There's a housing crisis both in the US and Canada. It's wages are not going up. There's recessions are happening. There's probably going to be there's an AI bubble is about to burst too. There's going to be a depression of some sort. I see it coming. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. It seems like everything, plus the war happening now and the threat of nukes and all this, it seems like everything's leading to a calamity in which the new people, the new leaders in power will say, we have the solution. Come join us. And then they'll start the cycle again. That's how I see it going. And humanity's going to go along with it because we're too numbed and manufactured consent has been happening for so long that we're just going to allow it to happen because we need to live somehow. It's just no one wants to fight back. No one wants to take the risk. And if we outnumber these people by millions, by billions, these elites, we outnumber the fuck out of them. We could take them all over.
Bro, if we were meeting in a field, right? Yeah. We could just run at them. We wouldn't have to do anything. We just all join hands. We didn't even have to run. We could skip like little girls towards them all and just Mufasa the hell out of them. Just stampede them like Mufasa. You know what I'm saying? But that's the problem, bro. Like, they ain't playing on an even playing field. We have been in this cycle since back in the day, you know? And
it's brilliant what they've done to the populace. It's really brilliant if you think about it from a
strategic beyond
strategically. Like they have found a way to have society accept the absolute pathetic, degenerate circumstances that we live in because it keeps us comfortable. It's brilliant. They don't need to fight us.
Yeah. It really is. The level of evil genius factor in this, right? And again, just the simple fact of what you said there completely proves this isn't something that's happened over the last 10 years. This isn't something that's happened over the last 20 years. To globally convince a planet of people of that, this has been a plan for generations and generations and generations. We'll see periods of time where we think we've won and got one over on them, and they give us something. Like, for example, I was doing a podcast about a 16th century fountain in Switzerland that's got a man that looks like an elite with a bag of babies that he's eating. And when you look back at that time, it was a time in history where the elites ran everything, they ran everything. And that was when the people said, no, we want democracy. We want to vote. We want to have independent choice. So they gave it to them. Did they? Or did they give them the illusion of it? And now we're in that illusion globally. I think when people in power and money give something up, that has never happened. It has never happened. They've just created a smoke and mirrors to convince us that that's what we've got. And I think that's what we're living in now, brother.
Yeah, when people talk about systemic oppression, like you guys need to understand, that's what it is. They create systems in which you're fine. You know, you're fine. You're okay. But you don't know if you actually knew what the deal was, you'd be like, no, there's no way I would want this. But you are not able to even think in that lens because you're not like them. They have. And it's funny because people will say, Zaffa, do you actually think Zuckerberg, Elon and Epstein, you think they're discussing world domination and all this? I'm like, guys, they don't need to use those words exactly. But that's exactly what's happening.
I sit around with my friends and talk about world domination. I just don't have the budget to do it. Exactly. These people have the budget to do it. Like,
they don't need to use the words "let's dominate the world." They don't need to say that. They can say, "Hey, let's censor all the information that one group sees, and expand all the information that one group sees. Mm-hmm. Let's control all the finances of the world. Let's maybe start this thing that's going to lead to this thing happening to society, and then we'll save them using this solution." This is all world domination, just in a way that's packaged differently than you would expect in a conspiracy brain. You got to think out of the conspiracy brain. What does world domination on a modern level look like? Control of money, data, health, all of that. Control of information, propaganda. All of that is used to control a populace to do what you want. That is a form of world domination, whether you like it or not. Literally, Mark Zuckerberg, I'm making a video on this on my second channel, but Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook basically low-key allowed a genocide to happen in Rwanda by allowing and expanding certain information propaganda used to start that genocide. And then at the same time, they will censor stuff about, censor anything pro-Palestine. They will censor stuff about COVID. Yep. They will censor stuff about certain things that politicians don't want. They will actively engage in propaganda so they can create the circumstances for real events to happen. Election control, genocide, doesn't matter. Global catastrophes. That's what these corporations do on a freaking fundamental level.
Yep. I mean, in a nutshell, you kind of nailed it. So I agree. And I just want to say, Zafi, right, this has been a really good conversation, right? This has been, I would love to talk to you again. I would love to get you back for a panel as well on this entire subject, because you, sir, you and I are on the same page, okay? We're on the same page with this. And I just want to say thank you so much for giving up your time and coming and talking to me and being here. Your links are in the description. I've just double-checked and added your channel and things like this. Thanks so much, Zafi. And is there anything you want that you're working on, you want to plug, anything like that? Just let us know.
Yeah, so I just want to say, like, I've started a second channel where I talk about all this stuff. I'm moving off that from my film channel just to keep, you know, mitigate risk. Mm-hmm. So the second channel is at Vigilante Files. You can find that if you search it up on YouTube. That'll be the channel. I look like this in that channel, a little bit different than the standard Zafi. Look, you'll find it in my bio too. If you click on my regular Zafi bio, I have the second channel linked there. And then any video.
Was it Vigilante Files?
Yeah, the Vigilante Files. If you go to a video and then you just click on the description, you'll see.
I'm too far gone with typing it out, bro. I've come too far in the typing it out. I found it. I got you. Here we go.
There we go. Yeah. Only posted one video. It's just very new channel, but I'm hoping to make this.
That's right. I'm going to stick it in the description just now. So just keep plugging yourself whilst I do that. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll forget to bloody do it, mate. Oh, no, It's not. I'll need to do it after the show. I can't change it mid-show. Okay, well, listen, I'll post it in here as well. So we've got that done. But I'll go and put them both in the description. Well, listen, Zafi, thank you so much for being here, mate. I can't wait to have a conversation with you again. It's been awesome. And I just want to say, make sure everybody like and subscribe. You've seen the links on the description. I'll make sure they are posted and in the description moving forward, mate. And thank you so much. Thank you again, Zafi. Thank you to everyone at home. Thank you to the Mod. Thank you for showing out with channel. I will see you guys tomorrow. There's a couple of things coming up on my channel this week. Stay tuned. There's a lot to go over and explain. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. And Zafi, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you so much and peace.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.